As most of you know, my wife and I are the parents of two boys, 6 years old and 3 years old. And perhaps the thing that they're most fascinated by these days, the thing that they're most excited about these days, is superheroes. My two boys love superheroes, specifically my three-year-old son. Every single day, recently, we've gone through the same routine. We all wake up, we all have breakfast, and after breakfast, the first thing that my three-year-old wants to do is put on one of his superhero costumes. He's got two of them that he chooses from every day. One is the Incredible Hulk, and the other is Iron Man. And as soon as he puts on one of those costumes, in his mind, he transforms into those superheroes. He embodies their powers, their attitudes, and their actions. Fascination with superheroes is not something that is simply reserved for three-year-olds. Millions of people across the world love superheroes, and they've done so ever since they were first invented a few decades ago. Superhero movies are a billion-dollar industry with people all over the world watching in all different languages. What is it with our fascination with superheroes? Why do we love them so much? Is it because of their supernatural and super abilities? Do we perhaps at some level admire and envy them and wish we could be like them in some way, having their ability to fly and transform? I think that's true. But I think a bigger reason that people love superheroes is because superheroes have a quality, a way about them, something, a characteristic that we all wish that we could have. And that quality, of course, is courage. All of us want to be courageous. And all of us wish that we could have more courage. And while none of us will most likely need courage to battle a super villain, we do need courage to get through our daily lives. Because, see, all of us are in situations and circumstances from time to time in which the future is uncertain, in which the future is scary, in which all of us know that there is something that we need to do, a way that we need to act and live, and yet do it even though we are feeling fear. Perhaps you've heard of the saying in the book, "Feel the fear and do it anyway." And that's what I think it means to have courage, is to be afraid of something and yet to do it anyway. But where do we get courage from? And how can we have more courage in our daily life? Well, people look for courage in all sorts of places. Some people look for courage in their circumstances. Some people look outside their door or look to the news or look in their lifestyle and in their situation, and if things seem secure, if things seem safe, they'll do it. Perhaps you've been at an amusement park before and aren't sure if you're going to go on a ride or a roller coaster, and so you watch the ride and the roller coaster before you go on it. You try to get an idea of what the track is like, what the safety harnesses are like, and if you feel the circumstances are good enough, you'll go on the ride. But gaining courage from our circumstances is problematic, because there are times where the future is uncertain, where the circumstances are difficult and scary, and yet we know we have to proceed anyway. Someone who has received a cancer diagnosis knows what this feels like. They know that they have to go through difficult and sometimes painful treatments like surgery and chemo. The circumstances are not ideal, and yet they have to take actions anyway. They have to be courageous. You see, gaining courage from our circumstances is fine when our circumstances are going well, but more often than not, we need courage when our circumstances are going poorly. Other people try to get courage from themselves. They try to look within their own hearts, their own minds, their own knowledge, their own abilities, and try to be courageous. But again, that's problematic. Because while all of us are gifted in many ways, we also recognize that we are flawed. That we ourselves carry flaws that may prevent us from accomplishing what we feel like we need to accomplish. So if we don't gain courage from our circumstances and we don't gain courage from ourselves, where do we get courage from? Fortunately, our gospel reading gives us a perfect vision about what it means to truly be courageous. In our gospel reading today, we hear about a story in which Jesus goes on the shore and he calls his disciples to go out into the boat. And Jesus stays on the shore by himself and the disciples go out in the boat and they're in the boat overnight and all of a sudden a storm comes. A storm with winds and rain and big waves. And the disciples are frightened for their lives. And they're awake and they're trying to survive this storm by navigating the ship as best as they can. When all of a sudden, in the distance, they notice a figure coming towards them. A figure that is difficult to see, but this figure is doing something remarkable. This figure is walking on water. At first, they think that it's a ghost because, I mean, who else could walk on water? But Jesus says, "Take heart, it is I." And immediately they recognize that Jesus is performing one of his miracles, walking on water. Well, one of his disciples, Peter, wants to do the same. You see, Peter, Jesus' disciple, was the one who was willing to try anything, was the one who was willing to do anything for Jesus, and this circumstance is not any different. Peter says to Jesus, "Lord, help me walk on the water." And Jesus encourages him to step out of the boat and walk on the water. And so Peter, stepping on the boat, fixes his eyes on Jesus and takes a step and another step and another step. Peter is doing it. By fixing his eyes on Jesus, Peter is walking on water. The miracle is not only performed by Jesus, but is also performed by Peter. But then, something happens. Peter takes his eyes off Jesus and begins to look at the wind and the waves around him. He begins to look away from Jesus and instead look to his circumstances. And he begins to sink. He begins to sink and he cries, "Lord, save me." Jesus then comes near Peter, picks him up out of the water and saves his life. He looks at him and says, "Why did you doubt in me?" Now, what are we to take from this story? What are we to make of it, and how can we understand what courage is really all about? Well, notice, when does Peter walk on the water? When he's looking at the waves and wind around him? Or when he's looking at Jesus? You see, Peter walks on the water when his eyes are fixed on Jesus. And this teaches us a very important lesson, is that courage does not come from fixing our eyes and our hearts on ourselves or our circumstances, but courage comes from fixing our eyes on Jesus. I mentioned before how it's problematic to gain courage from our circumstances because our circumstances can change. Our circumstances can get better or worse through no fault of our own. And it's problematic to fix our courage on ourselves because we ourselves can change. We ourselves are flawed. But if we find our courage by looking at Christ, if we find our courage by fixing our eyes on Jesus, we find a courage that can never be taken away from us. Because Jesus can never be taken away from us. You see, no matter how bad life gets, no matter how difficult the world gets, no one can ever take Jesus away from you. And so if you always look at Jesus, if you always gain your courage from him, you will always have courage. Because Jesus cannot be taken away from you, and therefore, Christ-like courage can never be taken away from you. So the question then becomes, how do we find courage in Jesus? How do we fix our eyes, not on ourselves or our circumstances, but how do we fix our eyes on Jesus? The first is this, that to trust Him and to live faithfully regardless of the results. You see, more often than not, the reason that we find it difficult to have courage is not because we don't know what to do. Almost always we know what God is calling us to do. The reason we often find it difficult to have courage is because we don't know how things are going to turn out. We don't know that despite our best efforts, things will turn out well. But you see, Christian courage is not like that. You see, Peter steps out of the boat. Peter has faith in Jesus. And yet, because of his getting distracted, Peter begins to sink. Now, what does Jesus do? Does Jesus say, "Away with you, Peter. You took your eyes off me. You failed to focus on me. I'm going to let you drown." Of course not. Jesus saves Peter. Jesus lifts Peter out of the water, not because of his success, but because Jesus is faithful to us. It reminds me of a time when I was a waiter in a restaurant. You see, I was a waiter for about a year in seminary, and it was at a fancy seafood restaurant, and I had to undergo a couple weeks of training because the menu was very complicated. There were all sorts of dishes with ingredients, and as waiters, we were expected to know every single ingredient in every single dish. Because if someone wanted to know if it had something or if it didn't have something, if someone had a food allergy of some kind, we had to know whether every dish had a certain ingredient or not. And at the beginning of every shift, all the waiters for that shift would gather into sort of a huddle. And the manager would go over some different things, like what the specials were for that day. But at the end, the manager would offer a quiz. The manager would ask someone to name a dish and name all its ingredients. And it was usually a dish that had a lot of complicated ingredients. And if the person got it right, they often got a free lunch or dinner that day. And I remember my first day, it was my first day as a waiter, and the manager went through their usual spiel, and they asked, "What does this particular dish have? What ingredients do they have? Does anybody know? Does anybody know?" And no one raised their hand. Until I raised my hand. I raised my hand, and I named the ingredients of that dish. Was I right? No. In fact, I don't even think it was close. I think I got the wrong dish entirely, and I half expected to have the manager say to me, "You know what, maybe you're not ready for this waiter thing yet." But instead, the manager did something different. He said, "I am going to give you a free lunch because it's your first day, and you tried when no one else was willing to try." See, that's what it means to have faith in Jesus. Is Jesus doesn't reward the results. Jesus rewards the faithfulness. Jesus knows that we are flawed. Jesus knows that we are imperfect. Jesus knows that we struggle in so many ways. He knows that. What Jesus wants from you is not results, but what Jesus wants from you is faithfulness. Jesus wants you to commit your life to Him, to commit your life to being like Him as much as possible. Are we always going to do it perfectly? No, of course not. Are we sometimes going to fail to achieve the results that we want? Yes. But God loves us anyway. God loves us even though we are broken and flawed and sinners. You see, while sometimes we are successful and sometimes we are unsuccessful, we don't ever have to lose confidence that God does not love us. Because God is faithful to us no matter what. And so we can be faithful to Him. The second place that we find courage from, and the second way it means to be courageous in Jesus is this. Is it means that no matter what happens, no matter what storms that come in your life, no matter what ways that you fail and struggle, God will always be there to pick you up. I mentioned before Peter stepped out in the boat in faith. And I mentioned that the first few steps were going great, and then he began to fail and sink. I I think that's how a lot of us feel like our lives are going sometimes. Sometimes we're starting out on a journey or a new project or a new opportunity, and at first it seems like things are going great. And then all of a sudden, a great storm of life comes and upends everything else. But we don't have to be afraid. We can have courage because there is no failure that God cannot help us recover from. There is no way that we can fall that God cannot pick us back up. So my encouragement to you today is this. Find courage in Jesus. The author and pastor Max Lucado puts it this way. Is what you're anchored to stronger than what you're going through? I'll say it again because it's important. Is what you're anchored to stronger than what you're going through? If you anchor yourself, your heart, your soul, your mind to Jesus, you can have courage because there is nothing stronger than Him. He will see you through every difficulty, every challenge, and every circumstance, no matter what. And from that, we can take courage. Let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to be reminded about what it means to be courageous. Help us have the courage to step out of the boat in our daily lives. Help us fix our eyes not on our circumstances, but on you, knowing that you are more powerful than we could ever imagine. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.